It is time for Talk Back, and if you'd like to join the cacophony, well, send your reports to me personally, jlatimer@kaxe.org. You can send them to comments@kaxe.org as well. You can also call our Talk Back line. That number is 218-999-9876. And you can always write to us. Our address is 260 Northeast 2nd Street, Grand Rapids, Minnesota, 55744. This year we have we've organized a program, written a curriculum, and spread the phenology word across the state. And we have just touched the surface of children's phenology reports. And we're going to start this morning with a familiar group from Chris Holmes' fifth grade class at Roosevelt Elementary School.
Hello, my name is Isaac Treisman. I am reporting from Mr. Holmes' fifth grade classroom at Roosevelt Elementary School. This is our phenology for Tuesday, September 12, 2017. On our first day, we took a hike to Silver Lake. We collected spotted jewel weed and bird's foot trefoil. We also found some mushrooms called alcohol inky. We put them in a sandwich bag and they melted into black ink, which we think is very unusual for a mushroom. On Friday, we went to the school forest, and for the first time this school year, we collected blue toad flax, chicken weed, interrupted fern, black-eyed Susan, black ash leaves that were mostly yellow, and some pineapple-smelling pineapple weed. Chris found a brown wood frog that was brown. It had dark spots and wore a bit of a mask. It hopped, then crawled away under a tree before he could take a photo. Haley picked up a yellow, black, and grayish white feather that she thinks belonged to an evening grosbeak. Dane spotted an orange mushroom that he identified as a red-gilled cork, and there was a lot of puffballs too. Small spiders active in our forest. Some were bright yellow, some were green, but we haven't figured out yet what kind they are yet. On the way back to the bus, we saw a bunch of goldfinches flying back and forth across the trail. We observed more, but that's probably enough for this week. Thank you. Goodbye.
They observed more, but that was enough for this week. They did a great job, and we'll look forward to hearing from them. We have a brand new school coming up next, and this is the Prairie Creek School in Northfield, Minnesota. The teacher is Michelle Martin. Northfield is south of the Twin Cities, but we are anxious to hear what they have to say because it's going to really give us a perspective on phenology as it moves across the state.
Hi, this is Emmett from Prairie Creek Community School way down south in Northfield, Minnesota. Our first week of phenology was very busy. Our butterfly garden was swarming with admiral butterflies. We counted at least 30 on the Joe Pye weed and sedum. We noticed 7 smaller birds mobbing a red-tailed hawk near our school. One day we saw one dead mouse outside and the next a second one appeared. We are wondering what could have caused it and are looking for clues. We have also seen 2 robins, 3 red-winged blackbirds, 17 Canadian geese, 3 chickadees, 5 mourning doves, 2 cardinals, 2 red-tailed hawks, and 5 blue jays sweeping through our pine trees and calling their alarm call. Soren also heard a woodpecker hammering, but we didn't see it. For insects, we saw several Japanese beetles, ants, and a very small orange spider. We saw 3 leopard frogs near the wetter area of the playground, and 4 American toads were caught at our extended day program. We can't wait to see what we discover next week. Signing off, this is Prairie Creek.
Nice job down there in Prairie Creek. We're anxious to hear more. Northfield is, it's going to be exciting. I've noticed that the hummingbirds are thinning out up here. It'll be fun to find out when they see their last hummingbirds down in Northfield. Our next report comes from Northern Lights Community School in Warba, Minnesota. Matt Aleva is the teacher there.
Hello, this is Jack Zaskornik with the Phenology Report from the Northern Lights Community School Phenology Seminar located in Warba, Minnesota. During the week of September 4th through the 8th, our observations included tall lorry saw a wolf cross Highway 2 about 2 miles east of Warba. The class observed one monarch butterfly, saw a red dragonfly, and a gold-colored dragonfly. The maple trees along Highway 2 are bright red. A lot of the activity on goldenrod and jewelweed. There are cabbage moths are active in our school garden. Some species of woolly caterpillar, and one of our students noticed a yellow mushroom that we think is Anamantia mascaviar gesawi. It's a bird, it's a bee, it's phenology.
Nice job. It's a bird, it's a bee, it's phenology. I like that. Thank you, guys. That's great. And our final school report, well, no, our next-to-last school report this week comes from the Cuyuna Range Elementary School. Jeff Corbett is the teacher there, and here is their report.
Hello, this is Haley Reinhardt from Mr. Corbett's 6th grade class at Cuyuna Range Elementary in Crosby, Ironton. Our observations from the week of September 4th through 8th, there are robins still in the area, but there is not that many. We are still seeing occasional hummingbirds, and the northern flickers are very busy. Bucks still had velvet on their antlers last week. Beavers are cutting and filling up their underwater food caches. The maples are turning beautiful colors in our bus loop at Crest. We had Miss Peggy Fowler come teach us about mushroom spores. We have a question for Mr. Lameter. Is there a way to tell if a mushroom is getting ready to drop its spores? Hello, Mr. Sipper and Mr. Lameter. This is Haley from Cuyuna Range Elementary School signing off.
Hello, Haley. This is Mr. Lameter. I deserve that because I have slaughtered names across the range. Many, many children have had me mispronounce their names, and that's quite all right. I guess I can stand up to that sort of payback. So those are our audio reports for this week. We got one final report from Sophie and Gracie, who are Black Duck High School students now, and they are still doing phenology. They report that they caught an Eastern Newt juvenile, an eft, that was rescued from the basement window well. And they have taken some photos. We'll post those photos for you later this morning so that you can see what this rare Itasca County amphibian looks like. Also, 3 poults and 2 hen wild turkeys were foraging for bur oak acorns in the yard, a first for them. A few migrant ducks were observed. Chanterelle mushrooms were found and gathered in some red pines. Nighthawks flew briefly over Dixon Lake for one night. Some molt Canada geese returned through the area. Lake levels remained very low. Portions of Third River are completely unnavigable due to large beaver dams stopping the entire low stream flow. High bush cranberries have brilliant red fruits. White-tailed deer coats are changing colors. Wild rice in Nature's Lake appeared to be half rice worm and half grain when harvested in the canoe. That's always a lovely thought. We still managed a 39% conversion rate green to finished rice. Congratulations to the Earharts up there in Dixon Lake. That sounds like quite the event. And I know what it's like to sit in a canoe full of rice worms and rice. It's pretty exciting. A couple of other notes from listeners. You may recall last week, Harry and I expressed some dismay at not having seen nighthawk migrations. Well, the Earharts saw a few nighthawks up in the Dixon Lake area. And we got these notes from Jeff and Kathy over in Bemidji. John and Harry, rest assured, we saw a flock of about 30 nighthawks flying north to south over the far east end of Turtle River Lake about 2 weeks ago. And then greetings, John et al. And I assume that et al. I did et al., but Harry's still with me. On the 17th, 18th, 19th of August, the nighthawks came through at Dodo Lake, 2.5 miles east of Highway 53 between Canyon and Cotton. About 100 of them on the 19th in the late afternoon. And that from Peter out there in Dodo Lake. And finally this week, just a note to let you know that Northwoods Nature Phenology is in its fourth year at the Eveleth Public Library. Join other outdoor enthusiasts on the third Tuesday of each month for a naturalist presentation, a journey through the four seasons, unlocking the secrets of our great Northwoods as you learn at the library and with guest naturalists, often followed by a hike around Fail Pond. Sessions will continue through from September to May, and they are free of charge. This first session coming up September 19th, Minnesota Moose Research Update. Dawn Plattner, a DNR research biologist, will be there from 3:30 to 5 on Tuesday, September 19th at the Eveleth Public Library. Dress for the weather. And Dawn Plattner will speak about a four-year study of GPS collared moose in northeastern Minnesota, a tale of wolves, brainworms, habitat, and malfunctioning equipment. That sounds like an...